What would you say it's like to work with me when I'm stressed?
Oh.
It's an interesting experience. Being a founder isn't that glamorous.
Mm.
I would say I am 3/4 stressed and 1/4 unstressed.
The advice for any new business trying to go into those areas where you get like a really cheap office in like a really great area is don't do it because there's no Wi-Fi.
It was Cafe Nero because we had to use their Wi-Fi. And then there was a pub at the road. We'd have to do meetings in there.
I was on FaceTime to like producers being like, and it stunk.
So we're back.
We're back, guys.
We're back. It's about a month since our last time we did this.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's I look very quick. Casual today.
Yeah, I don't know what I've dressed as today. This is new. And I just, you know, when you buy something new.
So you have to wear it.
I have to wear it. And me and Hannah have been up so early.
Well, I have decided this month that I'm going to be one of them. And I've been getting up at 4.
This bitch sending me voice notes at 4 a.m.
Do you know what?
I honestly thought you hadn't slept.
That's the old Hannah. The new Hannah is I get up at 4 and I get to the gym for 5.
I was like, what is going on?
I get to the gym for 5, but I'm still not.
So basically I was up really early. And you know, when you're just like trying everything on, and I'm like, I want to wear this, but nothing's going. And I had to wear trainers this morning because...
We did 10,000 steps already today. And the thing is everyone keeps commenting on how casual I look. I forgot we were filming today because in my head, all I was prepared for was, so we're moving offices. So this lovely space we're in now is good. From March will be no more. And mm-hmm. we are moving to a more central location where we're looking at Soho, Regent Street, NoHo.
Would you like to explain what NoHo is?
It's like Fitzrovia in like the areas surrounding Soho.
Nice.
It's not quite Soho. NoHo. And
if anyone's watched Amanda Land, they'll find that funny.
Oh, okay.
Because she shortens,
I've not seen that.
I think she lives in Chiswick and calls it an abbreviation.
Chiswick. But we have this lovely guy called Charlie. We just adore him. And he has been, he's like our broker for the new office. So he has been taking us around. And, you know, we did Covent Garden before.
Yeah.
And the advice for any new business trying to go into those areas where you get like a really cheap office in like a really great area is don't do it because there's no Wi-Fi. I used to do, me and Ella at one point, we'd be stood on different ends of this pissy alleyway chatting rubbish.
Like
I was on FaceTime to like producers being like... And it stunk.
You know, like the Pret subscription, but I think it was like at the time, it was Cafe Nero.
Yeah.
And we were just regulars in there because we had to use their Wi-Fi. And then there was a pub at the road. We'd have to do meetings in there.
Actually, this is a really fun fact. So Grace, when she came in, this was years and years ago, it's probably about year 2.
I know what you're going to say.
She had to do a live for PLT, but we had no Wi-Fi because of the office location. So we went and took her to this pub for the office.
No, guys. Like, and there was
Grace
no
is a real
seats.
One. She's been with us for from the beginning. You know, and she stood there next to this pub on the Wi-Fi on live talking about Christmas.
On the streets of Covent Garden because we had no Wi-Fi and the pub had no seats.
But the
and
beauty,
it was raining.
The beauty
so
was Grace wasn't as big as she is now. So people weren't stopping her. But I remember a couple of people did and she'd be like, we were like, guys, we're 5 minutes.
That was the time.
It was a time.
But anyway,
time.
It went really well. We saw some really nice offices. So and Charlie, our broker, was amazing. He gave us a little pep talk at the start. So it was our first time meeting him. And he was like, whatever you do, girls. Because me and Hannah, we can get carried away. We're quite friendly and enthusiastic. And he said, whatever you do,
no
don't
enthusiasm.
Give too much.
You said no. He said no smiling, no saying you liked it. Ella did break that twice.
Yeah, I kept going, oh, this is lovely. And Hannah kept being like, shh.
Yeah, because we can't give anything away. We want to get the prices down. And realistically for us, this is like where we go next. This has been our big go office. Like this, but I would say I very much pick this office, whereas this is one we're picking together. And it's kind of like a married couple. I want a really nice office. Ella is in charge of budgets.
I'm there with our budget sheet going, absolutely no way. Like,
I'm
beautiful
thinking.
Offices, but it's just not necessary.
But the one office I want, I'm willing to sell a kidney for. So.
Yeah, Hannah was coming up with all kind of routes
on how
we
could
make
get
it
there.
Work.
It was beautiful and it was a lovely location. But we've seen some great ones and I think we kind of know roughly. But the problem is we are moving in March. So And the, just for context, it is currently October. This is kind of our next long-term office, be there for a couple of years. And I know not all businesses really believe in office spaces, but for me and what we do here, and I know you feel the exact same as me because we are very in sync, I believe an office is really fundamental for what we do and having our team be really collaborative.
Yeah.
I like the bond. I like the chatting. And I also like the fact I built my own little office and I can separate myself from everyone.
Yeah, I think also the social aspect of like after work drinks, like when we have clients in, taking them out. And I think that was really key to where we want to be based and being more central. So it's easier for talent.
Yeah, and we love it when talent come in. Like, we're really, really social people. But so that was kind of our update of today.
So that was this morning. We did 10,000 steps. And I won't lie, guys, we're knackered. We're not spring chickens anymore.
It's more funny because actually at one point I had to start stretching because my lower back gets really painful.
The lovely Charlie, our broker, sent us an email yesterday and was like, make sure you wear trainers. And it made me realize
trainers I own.
That I don't actually wear, like, I wear heels quite a lot these days. Which I don't know.
My feet are a little bit deformed.
Yeah, maybe. And I just did not feel like myself this morning walking around in trainers.
Someone thought that Ella was going to a dance class.
Yeah.
She actually decided not to wear normal trainers. She actually wore her running trainers. So
I took it really serious.
I'm wearing just like Air Forces. And Ella always tells me off for wearing them because she says that Air Forces are out. I don't believe they can ever go out.
I think if they're fresh.
Yeah, no, but actually they're selling dirty ones now that get cleaner as you wear. And no one knows if that's the ones or not.
I stand by that they're out.
I stand by they're really good for 10,000 steps. And listen, you've changed into your heels now. Can you show everyone, please? Her little kitten heel. It's not that different to what I'm wearing, really.
No.
When did we become Kitten Hill people? Because we both are.
I feel like it's been a this year thing.
No, I think it's been the last couple of years because it was a slow burn. It used to be we would wear these massive heels to work and then we'd end up with blisters and we have to wear really ugly flats for a few days after.
Oh, as in like the... okay.
No, as in when did we start really bringing them back for like in the office? And like most of the girls don't really like Kitten Hills. I wanted to have a little catch up with you like usual.
Yeah.
So I thought we'll take everything out of the chat and we'll just put it into the pod.
Just get the cameras involved.
You know, why not? God, it's giving documentary. So first topic of the day.
Of the catch up.
So I guess the theme I think of this month has been competitiveness and edge. Right. And I think as a business, we're constantly moving, we're constantly evolving. And I would say that I have been really anxious about being more competitive. And you obviously my safe space at work. Mm-hmm. So let's divulge. Because what would you say it's like to work with me when I'm stressed?
Oh. It's interesting because there's always a solution. Like we always find a solution very quickly.
Yeah, I don't like problems, just solutions.
I think when you're stressed, you think of the worst possible scenario and then tenfold.
I get a bit paranoid as well.
Really paranoid. I think you're a bit of a hypochondriac as well. Like if you get stressed, you then like think you're dying as well. So that doesn't help. But I think there's
Some call that health anxiety.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely have that. But I think there's always a quick solution. And I think it's just like talking. I think we discussed this in the last one, but I'm very like methodical and can break things down and be like, okay, well, why are you feeling like that? Okay, well, this has happened and I think this and that's led to that. And we break things down and we're like, right, okay, let's take a breather.
One thing about Ella, and I'm sure you don't mind me saying, Ella, you're very similar to some of my other friends too, but Ella likes to therapize everybody.
Oh my God. No, I really give myself the ick because I've really heard myself. I've been around a lot of different people recently. I've just got back from a shoot in Italy and it was like a whole crew and obviously, you know, chatting to like different kinds of people. And I just felt myself go into this
therapy.
Well, why do you feel like that? Well, why do you think? And I'm like, and I catch myself doing it and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No,
like people don't want to go deep all the time.
I told you about a conversation I had and Ella was like, I'm just so proud of you. You really got to the depths. And I was thinking, I was just trying to chat some shit with you.
But I think going back to you being stressed, it is usually, because with work stuff, there's always a solution, right? And I think we get to that really quickly. But I think with you, it's usually other triggers outside of that that has led you to get to this like crazy scenario in your head.
No, some of the scenarios I've come up with have been quite iconic. And like really, at one point I was like, people are listening to us. Like I really got in like a weird paranoid stage last year. And I think people, I'm so bored of everyone glamorizing. Like the other day I was talking on LinkedIn about the foundfluencer.
Right.
I feel like I've conjured this term, but
yeah.
I probably haven't. And it's like founders who really, you know, glamorize work and they, you know, they've built this whole massive following. But actually, I would say being a founder or being top of a business anywhere isn't that glamorous. And it's actually more stress than not stress.
Mm.
I would say I am 3/4 stressed and 1/4 unstressed. But the only beauty of getting a bit older now is I do know how to turn it off when I get home. Mm. I can easily go, right, Monday problem.
Yeah.
And I never used to be able to.
Do you know what I think has really helped both of us as well? We actually said it earlier to Charlie, our lovely broker. Hopefully he listens to this.
We love you, Charlie.
Hopefully you know we meant it when we said we wanted to adopt you. But our weekends
just
are like
credit,
sacred.
This man is an older man, a lot older. And I would say late 50s.
He's married, late 50s.
Kids.
Like just really wholesome.
I would
say
late 50s, 60s. So
nothing
the fact that we're trying to adopt this man.
Yeah.
We said we wanted him to be our dad.
Anyway.
Work that.
Anyway, I think what's helped both of us is our weekends.
Yes.
Because I think they're so sacred to us.
Me and you both were saying this earlier to Charlie that he was like, when do you get drunk? And we both said, well, I said, I don't actually drink on the weekends. I don't drink on a Saturday. And I might have a little glass of wine with a roast dinner on a Sunday, which is actually, I think, how Jesus would have wanted it. But
100%.
So for me, I was saying to Charlie, the conversation is how wild we go on the weekends. And I said, I usually don't drink on the weekends or I try and not go out because for me, I love having such a different lifestyle on the weekends where I don't go out. I look after myself. I spend time with the people I care about the most. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's our sacred times. And you're the same. You have very wholesome weekends.
Yeah, I think.
But what are you going to do now you're not decorating your house? It's kind of done.
My weekends are just chilled because I feel like so much goes into the week here. Like we're here, there and everywhere. I'll be honest, I'm tired when it gets to Saturday. Mm. I don't want to go out. And do you know what's so weird? I said to Jack last night, I feel like I'm having a bit of an identity crisis because I saw my friend last week and she was like, let's stay out. Like, let's go to this bar. And I was like, no, I need to get the train home. I've got work on Friday.
Yesterday, I went for the team social.
How was that?
It was really good. I love the team socials because we all get to bond together and we go out. We went to this Pizza Hut event at house party and then we went clay pigeon shooting, which was virtual.
And is that what it was?
Yeah, virtual.
Oh, I'm sad I missed that.
Our head of finance, by the way, is petrifyingly good. I think he came like first out of like everyone there. He was amazing. Okay. I was like at 10:30, I was like, I'm going to go, guys. And everyone was like, what the hell? You never like, you're always the last one out. Like, you're so boring now. And then I had it as well. When I went to this wedding with Huda, it was 5 a.m. and I was like, I'm done. And everyone stayed out till the sunrise and I'm now boring. But I like sleep. I like to be home by midnight, 1 o'clock. We have stressful jobs.
But I feel like it's almost that humbling of like, I am getting older.
I think aging is something I really struggle with a little bit. Just because...
I've never heard you say that.
I find it scary. It really petrifies me.
Okay.
It petrifies me that I am a woman of a certain age and there is, you know, you do have like a body clock. And I also think when you're a CEO, I think... You know, there's an expectation of women and then people kind of assume, okay, like I can tell you I have been asked several times when I'm planning to have children. And I'm like,
do you know,
you wouldn't just ask a man that though. I think women have it tough anyway in this industry, let alone as you get a bit older. And like, I've always been very honest that I was always the youngest person in the room. And I found that really something I was proud of, you know, to be with the big boys. And now, you know, it's creeping up. And I, the other day, right, do you know what happened to me? I went to a party. And it was, I went to a party with my partner and it was like someone he's worked with. And there were these like young girls in the toilets and they would like talking to me. And I think they thought I was really young. And they were just talking to me about all this like gossip stuff. And I was like, you know, I'm a very friendly person. And then they were like, so how old are you, babe? And by the way, these girls were like 18. I went, I'm 31. And they went,
oh! One of our interns, God bless her soul, obviously did not mean to offend me, but she thought... She thought I was mid-30s, which obviously nothing wrong with being mid-30s.
But you're 28.
I'm 28. And I was like, babe, I'm 28. And like, she just went bright red and felt...
But because your job is
high.
Yeah,
but can I ask you a question? Because I feel like it's something that I've been doing recently and it's been a big topic of conversation between me and my boyfriend at the moment is a lot of our friends... are either getting engaged or having children.
Yeah.
And getting pregnant. Like, when I tell you, I could probably count on, like, I probably know 10 people that are pregnant or engaged at the moment. And for that to be, like, close personal friends of ours, you can't help but compare.
I do compare, but I'm also very much... I don't think you have to choose, but I do think, especially when you're a bit younger, you kind of make the choice of, right, I'm going down this family route, I'm going down this career route. And for a long time, I was just career heavy.
Mm.
And career was all I cared about. Mm. And, you know, and I think my career is still just as important, but I've learned to balance it a little bit more and understand. And the one thing I understand now is actually when it comes to my deathbed, this job will not be there looking after me and making sure I'm okay. And one day people will forget what maybe the job I've done. Well, hopefully not if I've done my job right. But, you know, I think for me, you know, when you go through personal things of like maybe you lose someone or you have some illness in the family or whatnot, it starts to put things into perspective slightly. And where I had that last year, well, the last couple of years, it's like perspective changed. Mm. Everything sort of changed for me, which led me to being quite petrified of the fact that I am getting... older.
Mm.
And I'm maturing. And I also, and I don't know if we talk about this enough, especially because I think you hear about it more maybe for women who are maybe in their 40s or whatnot, but I really miss who I was a few years ago, but I also don't. I have this weird feeling at the moment where I'm like, God, I really miss Hannah then and the things I used to do. And I didn't realize they were the best days of my life. And now I'm like, but I actually really love the life I've built. Mm. And I'm really proud of it. It's this weird transition of going from someone who doesn't quite feel an adult and you know you are, you can do the things you want to being an adult and having responsibilities. But also I love that about my life. And I'm so ready for the next stage of my life. But you also feel like you're grieving the past.
You're a bit
life.
Like reminiscent of like, us now wouldn't do what us now did like even 2 years ago or a year ago. But I think that is just life's path, isn't it? I think you just mature and like realistically we wouldn't be, if we were doing things that we did like 3 years ago, going out
clubbing until 3 a.m. getting to work for 9.
We wouldn't enjoy that.
No, and I don't. I really hate clubbing. The last time I went to a club was for my 30th. And there's a picture of me and Ella and we're both so drunk and we've got notes just everywhere. Because it was like tape or something like that. And it's just like a picture that you would never see again because we do not club.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a weird feeling of feeling... I don't know how to describe
it. It's like, where do we... Because I think...
It's kind of like mourning a loss of your once self. And although I don't have children, I know some of my friends who have children, it's something that they sort of speak about of going, oh, so automatically everyone just thinks you're a mom and you feel like you lose your identity and having to go through that crisis. And I think that also scares me. And it's something that I wish, especially CEOs spoke about more of, once you've had a child, especially if you're a CEO founder and whatnot, and that identity does massively change, how does that affect your job? How does that affect the identity you feel at work? My biggest fear is not feeling myself. And it's also my biggest fear when it comes to like any sort of like hurt or loss or whatnot.
Yeah.
I love who I am right now. I don't want that to change. And how do I stop myself from changing further?
I think it's just fear of the unknown.
It is scary.
It's really interesting because it makes you think, you know, obviously they may be in different industries and have different careers, but it does make me think a lot about what would that mean for us, like if we were to think about having children.
Petrifying. Me and you do have a bit of a plan of if we needed to take time off for different reasons. So should something ever happen where like it's quite dramatic, such as maternity, or a loss or something like that, we kind of know the steps that we would take in order of filling each other's shoes.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's
maternity
just,
is weird because we've never had anyone go on maternity.
I know, and it's such a crazy thing because I think for so long, like we keep saying, we've always been the youngest in the room. It's something that naturally wouldn't come up for us because of our age. Whereas now I feel like...
But also, we know our team and our team... Yeah. Our team, you know, we knew where they were at, so it was never really a worry. And it isn't a worry. And we really worked hard to make sure our maternity policy feels right for our team and they feel appreciated. And it's, you know, I think a lot of women are really scared to go on maternity and what that their future in the world of work looks like. And I've always wanted people to feel really supported here and encouraged. But yeah, for me it's a bit different. Like even for you, I guess you have a maternity policy. Technically I don't. I can kind of come back whenever. In my head, I would have a baby and be back at work within 2 weeks.
100%.
But that's my
that
in my head.
That would so happen.
I can't imagine not having a baby with a laptop on my...
But I think it is a bigger thing of women having this pressure. You know, like I'm only 28.
Do you feel the pressure to have a baby?
I don't feel pressure to have a baby, but I do find myself thinking and comparing... Well, they're younger than me and having kids and getting engaged. Yes, they don't work in the industry and they don't have the job that I have. But it makes you think, okay, well, when that time comes, is it, you know, how can I balance having a family? Because you can balance it you should be able to balance it. And we are creating an environment where we're encouraging that. But it just makes you think,
Can I ask you a question? That you gave up that idea of doing that younger to focus on your career.
Yeah.
Because I think I did. But I'm happy with that decision, by the way.
Yeah, 100%.
I love that decision for me because that fits me and who I am.
Yeah.
And only when I hit my 30s did I actually think maybe that's something
and
I could do.
And this is the point that I'm trying to make is it's never been my first thought ever. Even
when
I was younger and think like I never thought I'm... you know, want to be a young mom, like I want to have a fat. It's just never, like, it's never been like the first thing that I've thought of.
I think I was mad because I didn't want that.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying is that now that you're seeing your close friends enter that era of their life, you can't help but think, oh my gosh, like, should I start thinking about that? Like, what would that be? What would that look like? And it's not that I want that. It just makes you think, what would that be like?
I don't know if I should really say this, but do you not remember the time I was really upset because someone was drunk and at an event and said to me, I can't wait to have a baby because so we've got a little bit of a chance for you to fall off. And I was a bit like, do you remember that? It was at the MTAs. Yeah. They were like, I definitely did because I was really upset.
Maybe.
But I was like, right, is that how people see it? And then I just thought in my head, I think that's really, and it was obviously a man who said it. And I think, how dare you feel that way? Because I honestly think women are so strong. Women can do anything, anything they want. They can do it all. And especially, you know, obviously we interviewed my friend Huda, who's a makeup artist. And I genuinely believe she has it well of like, if you have a good support system, you can do it all. I listened to a podcast of Emma Greed and Stephen Bartlett. And I think I've spoken to you about quite a lot about, she talks about planning if you're in a woman of higher position. And I really like that. But she also did have children a little bit later. And I think I love that she sort of kind of normalizes it because there's no right time, but we are aware as women, we have a body clock and what's safe for your body. And I think as long as it's safe, then absolutely.
I think that's what it comes back to, isn't it? Is that my friends that have got kids or are having kids always say like, there is no right time.
Oh,
and
no,
I think in my mind, I'm like, oh no. Like when... And that hasn't come yet. So it's like,
will it ever?
Will I know? Like, will I have kids?
You're never going to be ready either. It's such a powerful place in society now where actually there is no right way to do life. No longer are people judging in the same way. And it's really special to see that. So yeah, power to my friends because they're absolute baddies.
Yeah. clock it.
But this is kind of like just a food for thought one for us. And we'll do it again in a month's time. We'll just see what's on our
like
mind this
week. We've just been like brain rotting with each other, but it's been nice.
I've enjoyed it. This is the best kind of combo for me. Yeah. Well, thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this brain rot session, please join us again for the next one. Like and subscribe.
Guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Managed. If you loved watching, please make sure you're following us so you can receive updates on our next episode. I'll see you next week.